This is Dumbericana with your hosts,
Benzie and Wilkes.
Thanks for tuning in. Welcome to episode number 20 of Dumbericana.
Number 20.
Woo-hoo!
Yay.
Man, it's crazy to think we've done this 20 times.
I know.
It's 20 topics.
20 topics, mm-hmm. 20 episodes. You guys have all stuck with us.
And we've got some new followers
and
along the way.
A lot of new followers, which, welcome.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. So, we are, summer's now behind us.
Oh, yeah, definitely behind us.
Definitely in the swing of things here with October. Mm-hmm. Where are we at currently as the country? We are about 3 weeks away from electing a new president.
Yeah.
Halloween's around the corner.
Halloween is around the corner.
It's been a crazy year altogether.
I feel like after September, the year ends so fast. Because mm-hmm. you're so busy. October, you're just like busy, you know. Even though it's a long month, I feel like it goes by so fast. Like mm-hmm. already we're halfway through. And then November, you're like, you know, mussing around with Thanksgiving, and some people start holiday shopping.
Traveling,
mm-hmm. family, you know, a lot of family comes, and like your weekends are all booked. And then December, forget it.
Once it's Christmas, it's a month-long party.
A month-long thing. And then it's like, what? It's New Year's Eve.
Yeah. And then the sadness of like the after holiday kind of like December, January 2nd is the saddest
Monday,
day of the year.
The Monday of the year. Like you're just like, oh man.
Yeah, all the parties are done.
I really love this time of the year because I feel like everyone's just happy.
Yeah, I feel like there's so much anticipation and you get like that childlike kind of fantasy.
And everything's so nice. Like you go to the store and there's like an aisle for Halloween, an aisle for Thanksgiving, an aisle for Christmas.
I went to Hobby Lobby and Hobby Lobby is like a holiday through up in there.
Yeah.
Because they have Christmas stuff everywhere, but they also have like a Halloween section mm-hmm. and then the general craft stuff. And
yeah.
It's so beautiful.
No, so I can't wait to take out. Oh, no, the fall stuff I put up. I can leave all throughout Thanksgiving, but then I start pulling out my Christmas stuff little by little.
Do you consider fall stuff to be the same as Christmas stuff?
No.
Okay. So, like, for instance, I'm looking at a little scarecrow that you
have
there.
Yeah, I have scarecrows and pumpkins up around the house.
And those are going to go away for Christmas.
Those will go away for Christmas. Okay. And then, like, you know, snowmen and Santa Claus.
And the nice tree.
The tree. And those things come out. But I do keep some stuff throughout, like cinnamon smell. Like mm-hmm. if I have a cinnamon pump candle, I'll leave that on through Christmas.
Okay.
Because gingerbread, well, I guess that's similar to gingerbread.
Yeah.
But what's been going on? We live in Florida, as you guys all know, and we just went through Hurricane Matthew.
Yes, it was actually one of the bigger hurricanes that we've had. It's your first hurricane
It's my
here.
First legitimate hurricane, because everything... Well, I won't say that, because even this one kind of like, thank God, it mm-hmm. stayed out to the water. Mm-hmm. And so, living in Central Florida, we just got like the rain and the wind.
Yeah, they were projecting much more... Mm-hmm. Stormy activity. How did you feel? I mean, okay, so people that live here in Florida, they have hurricane parties. The last time that we had a pretty bad storm was Charlie.
Yeah.
Maybe 10, 11 years ago at this point. And we know what to do. So we fill up our cars. We go ahead and we get bottles of water, which the first thing to go, cans of food, toilet paper.
It was a mess.
How did you feel as far as, did you feel prepared?
Yeah. I equated it to like a storm, like a winter storm for me back in the north, right? Like a snowstorm.
Okay.
So we, you know, I think Leo and I, my mom was here that weekend, and so she was visiting us, and you know, she was like, oh, don't worry, they're hyping it up. Even Leo was just like, it's probably gonna be nothing. We started getting offered, like, you know, saying, oh, work is gonna be closed. You know, we started getting all these weather alerts to our phone, and we're just like, okay, wait a minute. This is very different.
It starts feeling nervous.
This is very different than the other hurricanes that they've been, you know, announcing for here. And then the governor gets on, and he's just like, if you don't do this, and you don't evacuate, like, this is, you're going to die, and no one can help you. And I'm just like, okay, like, this is real deal. We went, like, my mom and I were out, and we were like, okay, let's go get some water just to have it. We went to like 4 different supermarkets, no water, no bread.
But even that starts freaking you out because now you're like,
I'm just like, oh my God, did we wait too long to get prepared? So we went to the dollar store, and that's where we finally found like bottles of water. So we just grabbed a whole bunch, flashlights, like snacks. Mm-hmm. Then we went to another supermarket, and then we finally found water at Target.
Mm-hmm. I know Publix the day before.
Publix also had a bunch. Mm-hmm, they had a bunch of stuff. We went shopping at Publix too. And so when it came, we were ready. Like, we filled our bathtub with water. I filled the washer with water. We had a whole bunch of ice. We bought a cooler. Because the thing is, like, since my mom was visiting, I went, a couple days before, and I went and I did a big food, like, a food shop. So I was just like, oh, no, please, no. You know?
The power goes out. Your food is gone.
Yeah, that's it. And mm-hmm. I did a big one that week. So I was just like, oh, God, so let's buy a cooler so we could stock away all our, perishables. But,
yeah.
You know, luckily, I do really feel bad for all the coast people, you know, New Smyrna, yeah, Melbourne, all of the people that live near the beach, they got it really bad. And North Carolina got it really bad too. They're still flooding over there. And so, you know, for us, it's lucky that it kind of stayed. And we thought, then they started announcing, oh, it's going to loop back around and come back to Florida. So I'm just like, oh, my God, this is, like, actually scary.
I mean, when after that the governor's out, message, that really was what got me. I was driving to work, and he's like, this is going to kill you. And it's like, when you hear things like that, you're like, okay, did I not prepare? Like, is this something that I was taking lightly? And people who've lived here long enough, they know that living on the beach, you run that risk of coming into a place where you're just like, whatever, my house has made it beyond the other one, the other storms or whatever, and now we're at a point where we can't leave, like you were saying.
But some people
emergency
stayed.
Services, and I don't know what happened to them.
And they literally, I was reading that they were sent taking forms to have people that decided to stay in their house sign it saying that they knew what they were doing by staying there.
Like a waiver?
And that, because the governor was saying, if the winds are stronger than, 70 miles per hour, we cannot fly and get you. Like, the helicopter will
not
make it.
We're not going to risk more lives.
And they were like, if there's flooding, it might be days before we come and get you. So, at your own risk. Yeah. So, if you stay, that's up to you. But, so they made people sign that. And there were plenty of people on the news that were like, oh, no, my house has been in, four different hurricanes, and I've never left. And they're just like, okay. So luckily for them, it was in a Category 4, like they were saying it was going to come into Florida.
Yeah, it was more about the squalls and the rain and the flooding that is the issue, and those houses could only take a beating for so long. But, luckily it wasn't as bad as it could have been. And hopefully they are recovering. And a lot of people were kind of getting bothered by how flippant people were being about the storm, because they're like, that doesn't mean that Haiti and the Bahamas and Cuba, these places that already have poverty in many places, or like Haiti, who doesn't seem to catch a break.
Oh my gosh. And you know what was very sad about Matthew and very frustrating about it is that it was so volatile. Like, mm-hmm. It changed courses like 3 times. It wasn't supposed to hit Florida.
It wasn't supposed
to hit Jamaica or Haiti. And then it did, and it completely, wiped out a lot of people died in Haiti. I think in the hundreds.
Yeah, I think so. The last count I saw was somewhere between 400 to 600.
Yeah, and so that's devastating. They can't catch a break. I feel like there's always a natural disaster happening over there.
Yeah. But I do want to kind of move on from here. Luckily, we are good. Luckily, we didn't sustain a lot of damage. I didn't lose power.
Yeah, no, we didn't lose power, which is great.
So it was much... The next day, we had, 40-mile-hour winds, but we stayed indoors. Power was fine.
Yeah, power was fine. There was, a curfew.
Yes. There was a 10 p.m. curfew. It was going to extend 10 p.m. Friday through... No, 10 p.m. Thursday through 2 p.m. Saturday.
Yeah, so and then they lifted it at 7 a.m. Oh, for here, for Orange County, they lifted it Saturday morning at 7.
No.
Because I had to work. We were able to drive.
I think it was even earlier. I think it was Saturday at 2.
A.m.?
2 p.m. 2 in the afternoon. By the time that it had already gone to North Florida.
I mean Saturday, 7 a.m. A.M.
Oh, even earlier than that.
Yeah, okay. Lifted at 7 a.m.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so it really became much less than we expected. But to move on, I know that we are Another big birthday is coming up this month, and it is Miss Kim Kardashian, who showed up in our last podcast as well.
Oh, I don't keep up with her birthdays. But
I only know because her and I share a birthday.
Okay.
It's the only reason I know. Mr. Drake is having a birthday.
Oh, God,
as well.
Of course you follow that
because
birthday.
I love him.
But it's so funny, or it's a little ironic, mm-hmm. I guess, that we talked about Kim and how great her bodyguard is, but you know that she was staying in Paris for Paris Fashion Week, mm-hmm. and she got robbed.
Very, very, very frighteningly so. Like, mm-hmm. it wasn't just like, oh, she woke up and her stuff was gone. You said, she was bound and gagged in the bathroom.
Right.
And
her bodyguard wasn't there, so, you know, a lot of people are saying, and I think people are hard-pressed to really believe anything the Kardashians do.
So you think it's publicity?
So a lot of people have been saying, like, something doesn't feel right, like, why would she be alone? How come she had no bodyguards and then have $11 million worth of jewelry out in the open? You know, they were saying that this is supposed to be a really top secret hotel. It's called the no address hotel in Paris. And that these guys just came in with like store bought police costumes or something. And that there was no sign of forced entry. Why would she open? Like, a lot of people are just poking holes in the story.
So do you think that it's her doing this, or that somehow the bodyguard was like an inside job?
I don't know. So now then there was a lot of things coming out about the bodyguard, that he's like declared bankruptcy a couple months ago. Then it came out that Kanye West took a $2 million lien on his property in New York. So like that they're all in financial
like distress of something.
Yeah, and so now she already claimed the insurance, mm-hmm. For the jewelry, and then, you know, it feels fishy, but I don't know.
It's just a sad world that we live in.
That
to think
we would,
a girl would get bound and gagged in a bathroom, and we're like, what did you have to do with this?
Yeah.
You know? So it's just unfortunately the type of person that she has kind of made herself out to
yeah.
be.
Like, a lot of their things have been staged, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's almost like, what can you believe?
It's like people are just, like, right away want to say,
She's also not necessarily the most well-liked person. So people are going to want to poke holes in her story.
And also, you know, she is very she's very open about where she is at all times. You know, on Snapchat, apparently, like, she detailed her whole time. So if anybody wanted to get to her, they could. They knew where she was staying. They knew where she was. She would snap, like, leaving the, you know, Ricardo or the Balmain fashion show, heading home. Or, like, she would tell people. And it's just like, girl, come on. You know, you're alone. You know you're traveling alone. So don't make it so easy to find you, you
mm-hmm,
know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, we did talk about that several episodes ago about just, you know, when, actually one of the first episodes when I talked about, like, maybe you have your children with you, don't post where you're at. And it's the same thing for your own personal safety. You have to know who your followers are. And she has probably one of the most followed accounts on Instagram.
Yeah.
She, up to this date, has the most liked photo on Instagram with the wedding photo of her.
Oh, really? Crying. I thought Selena Gomez beat her with, like, the Pepsi bottle picture.
She might have then, because last I heard it was Kim, but it might have been
but
Selena.
That one was like the fastest like picture.
Yeah. And so she knows that she has tons and tons of people following her, and she knows who she is, and
mm-hmm.
she should have already been a little cautious with what that man did, but
yeah.
I don't know, it's one of those, you can't bite the hand that feeds you. This is what made her famous, and
yeah.
she's gonna keep going this way.
So it's been like a media blackout, and people are going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God, how much money is Kim losing every day for not posting on Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, really?
Mm-hmm.
There's more to life
than
posting a
Instagram.
Slim tea or the hair gummy bears that they post for ads, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. Any other rumors? Oh.
Or updates?
The second presidential debate.
Yes, the presidential debate did recently happen last week,
mm-hmm.
Which was even somehow more bizarre than
the
first.
Oh, God. I don't even know. I maybe saw, like, 2 minutes of it, and I saw it as a recap, because mm-hmm. it literally looked like two kids fighting in the schoolyard.
Yeah, and I guess they fight with the moderator. The moderator gets no respect. The moderator
mm-hmm.
somehow gets provoked into arguing right back with them.
Right.
And it just becomes, like, this like a power play, and who can talk louder than the other. And this is such a bizarre
it's a very bizarre election, and
mm-hmm.
and I will, like, you know, a lot of things happened leading up to the debate, like some discovered footage of Trump talking to, like, Billy Bush on Extra or something, and saying, like, how he hits on women and how he, like, you know, very vulgar.
Unrepeatable.
Yeah, vulgar terms, you know, disrespectful to women. And so that came up before the debate. So people thought, or, you know, Clinton's side thought, hey, you know what? This is great. We're going to be able to really get him with this, right? Mm-hmm. But what does Trump do? He holds like a round table with all the people who have accused Bill Clinton of like sexual harassment or rape. And so he brings them and sits them front row. Mm-hmm. So now Hillary is like between a rock and a hard place, because how can she say, oh, you speak this badly about women? And all he has to say, well, look at the front row. These are all women that your husband has sexually assaulted. Which, by the way, is ridiculous. Because how come if Bill Clinton is the one who's accused of being a rapist, so because of that, Hillary can't get the job? Like, okay, so
she becomes responsible for
her husband's things.
But nobody asks Melania to be responsible for Trump.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, why does that have anything to do with Hillary Clinton's campaign? It has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. She has her own very major flaws and very concerning policy and just way of being that's a separate conversation altogether. But it's just been such a crazy mess of an election. And honestly, I side more and probably even have more respect for people who cannot choose which of, you know, that they're like in the end, those that are on the fence are the ones that I can relate to most. Because I'm like, if you're supporting very heavily one person over another, it makes me start wondering what kind of person you are. Honestly, that's just my personal opinion.
It's just a very issue. It's very bizarre. And it seems like, you know, every year, every election year, we say this, like, oh, this one's important. This one's important. I actually really think this one might be the most important because it's very scary, the idea of someone who can promote, I don't know, rape culture.
I mean, this is a person who's inspiring his followers to say repeal the 19th Amendment. Meaning the 19th Amendment,
women
being able to vote, because they said if women were not able to vote, then Trump would win the election.
Right.
Okay, well, then if men were not able to vote, would Hillary have won the election? Because they're just saying that we're half citizens.
It's just so demeaning. And it's like, it's taking women back hundreds of years. Like, even the fact that people, I see Twitter, I see tweets that say, women tweeting, oh, I won't go vote if that means Trump will win. Like, are you kidding me? Like, what are you? What are you saying?
I don't know.
Have you
been indoctrinated into what?
Oh,
like,
my God. It's just so bizarre. So bizarre.
Another very bizarre piece of news, and this is the last one for the rumor rundown, or just for, I guess, rumor update this time around, is the crazy clowns that have been taking over.
I can't even, you should just open the picture. If anyone has seen Stephen King's It, that was, growing up, I'm like actually traumatized. I cannot see clowns.
Yeah.
And like smiling face, it just really bothers me.
It's just so like, it's just so disturbing, because it started off with like one or two isolated cases, and I'm like, this is just a group of friends who are like terrorizing their city. And then now it's spread to the UK.
Wow.
There are 56 cases of clown sightings. A woman was, her house was broken into and she was shot up by BB guns.
No.
Yeah, not shot up like with an actual
gun.
So
they're actually doing.
Another man was chasing a woman with a knife. Another guy was being followed by a clown and he turned around and grabbed the blade and it cut his hand
open.
What
the heck?
So it's just become very, very scary. A lot of people are putting warnings out there like, this is just ramping up to something crazy on Halloween.
Yeah, please, I'm like terrified.
Go with your children. Mm-hmm. Don't dress up as a clown and provoke people, because you will get injured. Like, the fear of clowns right now is so heightened that if you think you're being funny and go dress up as a clown, you will likely, very likely, get harassed or attacked.
I saw two kids. Two kids at a school, they put clown masks on, I guess, for like dress up day or something, and they were like kicked out. Mm-hmm. Like, they were like, either take it off or you're getting sent home.
Well, so much so that McDonald's has started to pull Ronald McDonald from their more recent marketing
Really?
Yeah, they're kind of just, when a McDonald's advertisement over the past couple of weeks comes up, it's just McDonald's, the actual food, but they're not, because you know, for a while, Ronald McDonald went away, and then he came back years later, and now he's like a very friendly, kind of nice guy.
That's
and
so funny.
Now
that's
they're
crazy.
Kind of pulling him from commercials and pulling those commercials. Because of the environment we're in right now.
People are sick. The world we live in is actually scary. Like, the fact that people take joy in terrorizing other people like that for nothing.
Yeah, it's very,
like,
it's disheartening.
Yeah, it's very, like, God, there's plenty of other things you can be doing right now instead of scaring people, you know? Yeah. It was like these random games. Remember that blackout game that people would just run up to people and punch them?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, why is that? Why? I don't get it.
It's like, why? I don't understand.
I don't understand that. Mm-hmm. I don't. So anyone who does this clown thing, get a life. Like, stay home and do something else with your time.
I just really, I guess, and it's not to call anything forward, but it's almost like, it is a little concerning thinking, like, is something happening on October the 31st? Is this
it's scary because even, like, you know, so people already are kind of demented on Halloween, right? Like, the stories that you hear about candy apples filled with, like, blades. Something.
Yeah.
Like, come on. It's little kids.
Mm-hmm. And you don't ever get to see the results. So what, you're just putting this in there and knowing someone's out there hurt?
Yeah, like, and then it's just easy because you can't tie back where you got it, right? Mm-hmm. Kids get so much candy that day.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to remember, oh, yes, this house gave me 2 Snickers.
Mm-hmm.
This house gave me 1 Milky Way. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not how it is. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Just be nicer.
People. Be nice. Be good to your fellow citizens.
Please.
Well, looks, what are we presenting today for the very first time on our podcast for episode 20?
Today, we're just so proud and happy. And so we got sent a little, what would you call it? Like a blogger box is what they
called
it. Yeah,
like a subscription box.
Mm-hmm. So it's for Ecocentric Mom. So
yes.
All our moms-to-be out there like me, enjoying pregnancy. It's just like a little a monthly subscription box, and it's either a mom box for throughout your pregnancy or the mom and baby box.
And this one is the mom and baby box.
This one's a mom and baby box because I figured I'm already in my 3rd trimester. Can you believe that?
That's ridiculous. 3rd trimester.
3rd trimester. So I figured, well, I should, you know, I already got one time, I got like the pregnancy box for the 1st trimester. But so this one was fun because it came with a lot of stuff for the baby.
So we are going to actually unbox. Well, we have technically unboxed the items. And
you can see,
to,
I posted a picture of it on Instagram, so you can go and check it out. And on our post, I'll be sure to link a coupon code that we got for anyone who wants to subscribe. You get a little discount.
Do you know the code off the top of your head?
I do not.
No? Okay, but we'll go ahead and post it, so make sure that you are looking it up there. Or you can just write us at our email, theamericanapodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, or private message us on Insta.
Yeah, and we'd be glad to give you that code if you happen to not be able to go to the site. So, I'm just going to kind of tell you a little bit about what came in the box. The first thing was a squalene facial oil. It actually is all natural, and the little card that they sent says that they chose it because it's a natural oil that protects both the earth and your body. It's actually really soft and smooth. Facial oils or oils in general are very versatile. So if you're interested in looking more into that, you can go to indielee.com or you can just go to our Instagram page where we have a picture of all of that. The next product that we had here was Egyptian Magic, which is an all-purpose skin cream. Anybody can use it, but I'm assuming it came in the box because it's all natural, so it's really good for all types of skin. No perfumes, no colors. It's more of like a balm than a lotion. It actually feels like very protective. I thought it was nice, and apparently it's been in business for quite some time. The next item here that's actually a bit gimmicky, but I think it's pretty cool, is the Smart Ash Teeth Whitener and Detoxifier. It's actually made with activated coconut and charcoal, mint extracts, all this stuff. And so it's a very small container that they gave us. Very fine black, straight black powder that you brush onto your teeth and then you rinse your mouth out with water. It could be very messy, apparently. This is probably one of the most interesting products, in my opinion, in the box. And I would say if I had to pick one that I'm more excited to try, would be this one. And that's actually it for me.
Yeah, and then for me here, There's the Marley Monsters. It's a 2-pack of bamboo washcloths that are also organic and eco-friendly.
Very soft.
Mm-hmm, very soft. They chose it because the organic cloths are great for even the most sensitive skin. So, you know, some babies come out and maybe have like eczema or dry skin. And especially for my baby having a January due date, she's coming in the prime of winter. So yeah. She might have a little bit of sensitivity. So I can't wait to use those.
And that's actually cotton feel, but it's actually made from bamboo.
Right. Okay. So it's organic bamboo. It's so soft. So, so nice. It's so soft. Then there's the Square Hue, which is a nail polish subscription box. So they added one of their colors. It's called Slot Canyon. It's a, what would you say, like an amber sienna, you said, right?
Yeah, I say it was like a burnt sienna. It looks like clay. The color of clay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The color of clay. The color of clay. The lasting is really good. I did it 3 days ago, and it's starting to chip now. So if you double coat it, it probably will last you longer. I wash my hands a lot at work, so that's probably why it started chipping so fast for me.
Not my favorite color necessarily.
Yeah, I wouldn't pick this color, but I think that's the thing with subscription boxes, right? It's like kind of like you makes you choose, you know, makes you try something different.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's fun. And so a full-size bottle, which is that one, is $10.
Very comparable.
Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of like OPI. I feel like OPI is up there too. And so is Essie.
Yeah, Essie is anywhere from 8 to 10 based on the collection.
So. And then there's Hevia poly bath toy, and it's made out of raw rubber, so it's also organic and eco-friendly. It's biodegradable. This one's super cute. It's like a little fish, so I can't wait to use this too in the the bath.
That's the cellophane time. Wrapper that you're hearing, but it's supposed to be it's supposed to be natural, no coloring. We did say that it was a little expensive.
Yeah, it is a little expensive. It's that full-size bath toy right here, which is kind of like, I don't know, your average pool or bath toy. It's $13.
Yeah, so.
So.
The benefit is that it's fully natural, so if it matters to you, then maybe that's something you're willing to pay.
Which I think most organic things, right, I feel like.
They are a little higher in cost.
Charge a little bit more. The cool one, I think, is probably my favorite of this box, would be the Yoga For You. They offer an unlimited 1 free month of yoga, meditation, and body sculpt classes. So this is definitely good for, you know, if you decide to use your month for maybe your 9th month and prepare for labor, or maybe use it for postpartum. And this you can sculpt your body back, you know, bounce back a little faster if you want.
And this is done online. It's not like a location.
So it's done online. Okay. So you can definitely, you know, when the baby's with dad, you know, trying to come and get back to your pre-baby weight, which is what I feel like all of us want to do. So that's pretty cool. I loved getting, this is my first like subscription box. I'm so excited.
Yeah. And once again, this is from Ecocentric Mom. Thank you so much for having sent that over to us.
Definitely.
We did put up a picture on Instagram and we have a coupon code that we're going to list. So if you're interested in subscribing for the box or if you're interested in looking at the specific products within the box, some of them have their own subscription services. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Demericana_podcast, so that you can stay tuned with all of that. And we'll, of course, be having more unboxings as we receive them.
Perfect.
So now to the topic of the week. We are on our 20th episode. So we did last episode, we talked 5 things you didn't know about me.
Right.
Okay. So we thought, okay, let's make this a little broader. And it's not necessarily 5 things you didn't know about Demericana, but now it's get to know us a little deeper. Mm-hmm. Where are we at now? 20 episodes in, a few months into this podcast journey, because it's been a journey.
Yeah.
So Wilkes, what are one of the first things that you feel?
It's been like a little learning curve for us, I think.
For sure.
I'm really happy you guys have bared with us a little bit in our spontaneous like hiatuses, I feel like, right?
Which make no sense whatsoever when we
have we're just like, oh, you know, scheduling and stuff like that never works out, but we try and you know, we hope we just want to put out good content, so that's definitely a goal of ours. I think more recently we've started setting goals, and maybe even like little ones, like, oh, this week we want to get 50 more followers, or like try to tweet a little more or post more on Instagram.
Because, get this many more listeners or whatever.
Yeah, that's another one. Or try to drive, you know, traffic to our website. And so I think setting those goals for us has been a great thing, because I think it allows you to, like, celebrate little milestones, mm-hmm. you know?
But it keeps you from getting comfortable, because yeah. you start realizing, if I just let things happen, it's not going to happen. So and you have to...
Yeah, definitely that. And I think it keeps us from feeling like, oh my God, no one's listening to us because we only get 10 downloads this week mm-hmm. or today, mm-hmm. or we only got 5 downloads yesterday. Mm-hmm. But it's like, okay, that's 5 people more that we didn't know before, right? And that now they're listening. So that's pretty cool to see. Any, you know, I think I've learned to just be excited about even the smallest little.
Well, I mean, those things are great, because for us, if you're a major podcast like Sword and Scale mm-hmm. or like what are the big ones that we listen
Serial,
to?
Serial.
Then you can gain or lose 1,000 followers and you wouldn't
and be
even
fine.
Notice.
Yeah.
For us, we got a pretty big milestone, almost 50 new listeners,
mm-hmm.
Which we're going to talk a little bit about how we got them because of Audio Boom. But 50 new listeners is major to us.
Yeah.
That's very, very big. And so very exciting for
so
us.
So we're excited about that. And so I've tried, I think personally... for my side, I try to just be more interactive with okay. Instagram and Facebook and Google Plus and, you know, all those social media platforms that we use. And I try to, you know, not only have people, you know, ask people to follow us, but also go and follow other podcasters or blogs and like and comment. I think interaction is, and you know what, genuine interaction, like more than just, oh, cool picture.
Yeah, cool picture, come follow me.
Yeah,
no,
like
just...
I think genuine interaction are the ones when people take the time to write on our post. Like I actually go and I write back and I try to follow and I go and I see their pictures, and that's much better than cool shot, you know.
Yeah, and it's like a picture of my coffee cup or something. Like,
yeah,
come
it's
on.
Just like, come on. Or like, you know, I posted a picture in memoriam for Arnold Palmer,
mm-hmm.
and I got plenty of people saying, oh, love this picture, such a great photo. And I'm just like, oh my God, does no one take the time to read captions?
To read what's going on,
this
yeah.
is not...
But then you do get those that are like, wow, so sad.
Yeah.
He was one of the greats. And you're like, yes, you, this is how you interact.
Yeah, this is how you interact. Mm-hmm. So the genuine interaction is so, I don't know, fulfilling, and it's really exciting to see. So I'm hoping that translates to listenership, you know, I just mm-hmm. want people to listen to us. And I think because our last little milestone was our 10th episode, right?
Yeah.
And I go back sometimes and I listen to older episodes of ours. And mm-hmm. I think from 10 to 20, I think we've changed a lot, right? What do you think?
Yeah. That's actually one of my points that I wanted to bring up, is that this is a learning process. No, you nor I are in the marketing field.
Yeah.
We don't have any advertising experience. The only experience we have is as consumers. So we try to think of it through that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been like, when people ask me like how it's going, friends and family who know about it, hopefully they all do, but those who know about it, they say, so what's going on? I'm like, listen, this is a labor of love.
Yeah.
You know, it's having to come together despite our schedules and continuously think up of new things that we want to share with you guys,
mm-hmm.
and just try to, things that happen in our daily life that we have to like grasp and keep in mind, like, this is great for the podcast.
Yeah.
So that's actually really cool. Learning curve. You mentioned a learning curve. One
mm-hmm.
of mine was actually going back to your point. Entrepreneurship is one of the major things that I think I've learned, is supporting other people's fledgling ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends who have clothing companies or, you know, little design or what have you, little freelance projects that they work on. And the same way that I want them to support, they want theirs to support. So I
mm-hmm.
think that's one of the big takeaways that I've received, has been supporting others, because
right.
that it kind of comes back around, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Definitely. No, I think that's really important. And, you know, going on what you said about us not knowing that much about marketing,
mm-hmm.
I have, you know, Leo, my husband, he knows a little bit more about marketing. And so I come home and I tell him, oh, I signed Americana up for an affiliates thing. Or we got an email from so-and-so that wants to maybe collaborate. And he's just like, okay, that's great. That's great. Like,
mm-hmm.
I didn't even know about that. Or like, I'll just sign, or I'll tell you, oh, I signed this up for this. And I put this on this. I put this in here. And now, like, suddenly, you know, we're getting a little bit of traction.
Mm-hmm.
So much so where we have affiliates like Ecocentric Mom sending us blogger boxes. Yeah. Like, that was really major for me when I got that email saying, mm-hmm. like, oh, your box is on its way. I'm like, this is so exciting. I can't even.
Legit.
Yeah, like, all the bloggers I follow, they put ads and they put, you know, they put boxes and they talk about these things. And I'm just like, wow, that's pretty cool.
I don't know where this podcast is going to go. Hopefully this goes farther and wider than we anticipate. But I feel like I'm at a point now where if we let this go, I'd feel very sad.
Yeah, I'd feel, you know? Now it's become part of, I think, my
like
routine.
Your day.
Mm-hmm. And it's also become part of, like, some of my friends' routine. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll be like, oh, we're, you know, I love listening to you on the way to work. Or, like, my one friend will text me, like, I feel like you're in the car with me because I'm hearing your voice.
And your friend lives far away.
Yeah, and so mm-hmm. that makes me feel really good. And so I do think that if we stop this, which I don't want to because it's becoming really exciting because yeah. there's so many new possibilities. And I think it's more than we thought. Mm-hmm. I think we just thought, okay, we have conversations whenever we get together. So mm-hmm. why not record them? And now it's like, wait, people are listening and actually have something
engaging.
To say. Yeah.
Which, funny enough, really random, and I didn't even plan this, but somebody commented on one of my personal pictures. A girl from high school who I haven't spoken to in 10 years, and she said, you should talk about this on your podcast, how bathrooms are now catering to selfie culture by having really good lighting. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, first of all, that's a topic that I want to explore a little further later on another topic, but I love the fact that people who I don't even communicate with on a daily basis are like, you're on a podcast, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, you need to talk about this on your podcast. And I'm like, yes, please, continue to give me
time. Listen, so, yeah, definitely. So that's been really fun
mm-hmm.
for us. And also, not just the affiliates now, but also what Benzie said about mm-hmm. having new listeners because we've been added to...
Dun-dun-dun-dun! Audioboom!
Yeah,
That is a new hosting site.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like a podcast network, mm-hmm. which we're so excited about because, you know, now we'll be able to get on Spotify. Mm-hmm. And even Pandora, I think.
A lot of very similar podcasts to what we talk about are also included in Audioboom. So it's kind of a network.
Yeah.
And we actually were contacted by them, which to us felt very major.
Which is so major. And then I'll give them a shout out too, Latinos Who Lunch.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having connected us.
And Ray's podcast. Yeah. So, you know, they are also... Just, you know, now building a network with other podcasters has been really great. I've reached out to some people. There's one podcast called Stay Talking-ish. And I love these guys because they're from Philly. So, I can relate so much to some of their topics. And mm-hmm. they, you know, and their Instagram posts when they post, like, funny jokes about Iverson. Mm-hmm. Now, like, I'll reply and, like, oh, you know, practice or something, you know. So they've been fun, and so we've contacted a lot of people, and some people have contacted us for collaborations, and I just can't wait, because I think about, oh, now we'll be exposed to their audience, and they can be exposed to ours, and it's, I don't know, I feel like the podcasting network, I think before we thought maybe it was like we're small fish in a big pond,
mm-hmm.
and now I feel like there's other small fish to try to help you too.
Yeah,
you know?
We all can be big fish together.
Yeah, so it.
But it's like anything; nothing ever takes off the ground flying
right
without,
away.
You know, so it's just honestly, we've been doing this for less than a year, and I think we're farther than I could have expected.
Yeah.
Which is actually leads me straight into the next topic, which is kind of just a recap as to where we are as far as the starting points, as we've mentioned in very early episodes. And as Wilkie just so aptly mentioned, we are at a place where we just always talked with one another. And so we figured, you know what, maybe other people want to get involved and listen to what we have to say. So we started kind of just fiddling around on GarageBand, trying to figure this out, get the good sound quality.
Yeah.
So speaking of sound quality, we actually got our first website, hosting site. We got the mic. The mic that we use right now is the Snowball Blue mic. Perfect plug and play.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing was creating a logo. And getting our theme music.
Yep, that's thanks to our two favorite guys, Lael and June.
So we actually mentioned them in episode 10. They were our guests for that episode, if you're interested in going back. I love that episode.
Yeah,
they're laughing.
They're so funny. They're hilarious. And they both have Leo has an art account, so I'll kind of plug him. Leonel, LEONEL.co on Instagram.
Yes, he's very talented.
Yeah.
So we got the logo in the songs pro bono because we fed them with pizza. And we actually started changing our formats. We started talking a little bit about wines previously, right. And then we just kind of strayed away from that just a little, especially after your pregnancy.
Then I got knocked up.
You had to go ahead and get knocked up. So we kind of strayed away from that, and we're open to changing and innovating, yeah, and growing and learning more and more and seeing what works.
Yeah, and maybe seeing from other or like our own favorite podcasts and see like what they do and see, okay, this works. And what you said about being the consumer earlier, like, do I want to listen to the whole episode we post? Like, is it something that would interest me, you know, after I get over the fact that I'm listening to myself, I right? Because no one likes how they sound. But, like, I listen to it and I say, okay, this one was good. And then sometimes I'm just like, okay, we could change that for the next time. And so that's really, I think that's helped us too.
So another step that we took was we actually had a backlog of certain episodes. We had about 3 or 4 before we launched because we kind of wanted to make sure that we launched something that was we would be proud of. Yeah. So once we felt comfortable with it, we started inviting friends and family, and it started growing and leading towards a bigger Instagram and Twitter presence, which is something that we're still very much working on. Don't forget to follow us.
Yes, we always please. Say it.
Goaling, you mentioned, you took it right out of my mouth. Yeah. Goaling is something that keeps you accountable to yourself and to one another. And those small victories, we have a group text with our cousins.
Yeah.
And we're just like, 100!
Yeah, like, you know, then we got like a little Twitter notification, like, you've got more than 200 followers. And I'm like, oh my God, we started off with like 10. And half of it was our own accounts, you know? And so now I'm just like, people retweet what we tweet. And I feel like Twitter, the best way I could describe Twitter is like, you're talking to yourself and you want other people to join in the conversation.
You're talking to yourself and you want to say something that's quotable.
Yeah, and so when people retweet us, I'm just like, oh my gosh.
What I said matters.
What I said was funny, you know, so that's really cool too.
So right now, some changes that have recently come up, if you haven't noticed, we have a new logo.
Yeah.
Thank you again, pro bono Leo. He got paid with a baby and a wife and a on the table, and so he's good.
Oh my God. He probably will edit this out.
Oh, his first child, I'm sure it's a great prize. Audio Boom, now that we're affiliated with them, that's great turning point here that we have.
I'm really excited.
Through the process.
Yeah.
We have our affiliates, which we've mentioned. We've been collaborating more, so you pretty much took everything that
I'm sorry.
You're fine. But you mentioned something really key, Wilkes, and you said this is a good launching pad.
Yeah, I do think, I think when we started this off, like I said before, like we didn't think, I don't know, I didn't think big picture. I just thought, oh, this is cool.
Let's see where this goes.
Yeah. And now, you know, before starting the podcast, I mentioned in the first, I feel like in our first episode about my personal, like, lifestyle blog. And now I've been able to use Demericana for Lion's Orchid, and now it's becoming something where I got invited to write on, like, a wedding planner website.
Very big.
Yeah, and so like I'm kind of for 2 posts a month, which I'm super excited about because you guys know I can throw in wedding planning in every episode if I could because I just love it so much. And so
you're like my sister who wants to marry her husband a third time.
Yeah. And so I'm really excited, and like Leo and I are both kind of trying to think about an Etsy shop and just little side projects too, and I think that Demericana can help launch us to having, I don't know, an established following.
Beyond the obvious quantitative things that you can measure from a launch pad, the more abstract growth that you get is that now you feel more confident.
Yeah.
Because you have like, okay, I have the know-how. I'm not like going into this blindly.
Right.
So I think it gives you a little bit of confidence because you're like, I did this. I can do
definitely.
That.
And so now when I post, I'm like excited to share. And if I post on Instagram and I get like 40 likes, I'm just like, whoa, I'm popular.
Whoa.
Like
we're
I'm
famous.
Like, wow, before I would get like 5, you know, and now I'm just saying double digits and I'm like, geez, even
you know,
Instagram.
You know that you're getting popular on Instagram when it goes from names to a number.
To numbers. And then like, you know, Instagram will send me like, oh, your video has been viewed more than 100 100 times. And I'm like, what? That's crazy.
100 people in this world have seen what
I posted. That's and so that makes me really excited. And it's true what you say. Like, it's given me more confidence. Mm-hmm. And I did kind of slack off with the Lion's Orchid blog, which if you want to go check it out, lionsorchid.com. And now I've been more active, and I kind of talk about, now I've incorporated being a mom to be, mm-hmm. and so now it's kind of moved, so it's transitioned with me too, so I'm really excited.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm actually extremely excited. I'm at a really busy point right now in my life. September is a busy month for you with birthdays. For me, it's a big month for birthdays as well. My dad's birthday's tomorrow. And then mine and just holidays coming up, and then with work, I'm thinking about going back to school. So a lot of things are coming up, but this is still one of those things that I want to continue to make time for because it's been so rewarding, mm-hmm. you know? And so I don't have too many other commitments aside from just personal projects that I'm working on. So I'm really excited to see. This is bigger than I thought it was going to be at this point. Yeah. So who knows what episode 30 or 40 holds for us.
I know. Can you imagine? We'll, hopefully it's a collaboration or something.
Right. We'll revisit it. But we're very excited to be here, you guys. And really, we have the motivation to continue because of people like you who've continued to follow along with us even as we learn and grow through this process. So thank you guys so much for having tuned in. Please don't forget to follow us. Books, anything else that you want to tell our listeners before we go?
Nope.
I think this is it?
I think that was it. I think we're just so excited and we're really appreciative because none of it would have been possible with, you know, it'd just be us talking to a microphone, but we're glad you're listening.
Yes.
So and we're glad we're interesting.
20 episodes in and hopefully another 200, 300, 400, 500 more to go. So. Thank you guys so much. Don't forget, like we said, to tune in, Instagram, Twitter. If you literally just search for Dumb Americana, you're going to find us.
Yeah. And now Audio Boom. So we'll be sure to link us on Audio Boom, which is a cool way to listen to a lot of other podcasts too. It's kind of like a Overcast.
Yeah. Think of like a SoundCloud for podcasts versus music. So really cool, you guys. Thanks so much. Can't wait to hear from you guys. And we'll be back next week.
Bye.
Bye.